This past Thursday was the feast of Corpus Christi, the celebration of the mystery of the Blessed Eucharist, with special reference to the glory of Holy Communion and the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Remember, my dear people, that this is the very center of our cause. We stand before the world and before the church demanding the restoration of the Holy Mass. And our conduct must represent to God as well as to all men, to Catholic people, our great love and our reverence for the Blessed Sacrament. We are not simply being defiant because of our love of independence. We are righteously indignant at what is going on, and we hope that we may, with our own devotion, not only contradict the irreverence that now is commonplace, but also we hope to win God's blessings upon the whole church through our loyalty to these sacred rites and these most precious gifts of God. To say it very simply, we love Christ and we cherish his most holy gifts of the Mass, the Blessed Sacrament, Holy Communion, and we treasure his abiding with us in the mystery of the real presence. And everything that we do when we come here ought to signify this to Almighty God. And, of course, we do these things as an outward expression of our inner faith. Let me give you, if I may, as briefly as possible, a few little reminders in order that in case there has been any falling off or any forgetfulness, we may all tighten up our manner here. For example, there should not be any talking here in the chapel. Now and then there is need to say a word or so, but we don't want anything like conversations, and if you have something to say to someone which will require conversation, you ask him please to step outside with you. With regard to your children, it goes without saying that we want them here and we want you to teach them how to conduct themselves in the chapel and to teach them why this is a most sacred place. If they, in their infancy, make a disturbance, you have to take them out. But it is a kind of a criterion as to how well you are disciplining them. If you can tell them before you arrive that they are not to make any noise, you know very well that this is possible. It is possible to teach very small children that this is a place where they are not to assert themselves. And you can enforce this lesson with some impact if necessary. When you come to Holy Mass, it is understood that you dress formally. You don't expect the priest to accommodate his attire at Mass to the weather, and so we do not expect you to also. We think that you should wear a coat at Holy Mass, as at certain restaurants they require a coat. And you will say, well, at those restaurants they have air conditioning. And I say, we can suffer this. It is a good thing. Let us show our true faith. The very least that we can require is that you men wear ties. I think you should wear a coat, and I don't think it's too much to ask. But we do not want you to think of your comfort when you come here. Think rather of the holiness of the place, of the awesomeness of this mystery. Remember, there was a time, in fact, quite a few centuries before there were either air conditioning or electric fans, and the people dressed for the place, regardless of their comfort. And this is the spirit of this place. Whatever you do, do not come in here in blue jeans and in your play togs or your work clothes if it is not necessary. That is not reverent. We expect modesty of dress from women. We expect it also from men. We do not want either men or women to come on these premises in shorts. That is not proper. It is important for you to be sure that you are in the state of grace before you receive Holy Communion. You parents must impress this upon your children. At the same time, we caution you, do not force your children to go to communion. You do not know their consciences. You can command them to receive confession. At the same time, you know, the church teaches us to reverence every person's conscience, even those of children. You cannot delve into their consciences. You have no right to know their secret sins. Therefore, you have to approach the matter delicately. But you surely have a right to require that they practice their faith. And in order to do this, you must, of course, do it yourselves. If your parents want your children to go to confession, the first thing you have to do is give them the example of frequent confessions. And I remind you that this is a most salutary practice and devotion. If you don't like to go to confession, it's all the more beneficial. It's not one of my favorite delights to hear confessions, but who thinks of that? We're not supposed to think of those things. I am able to discontinue the custom of going to Michigan City on the fourth Sunday of the month. That means that on either the third or the fourth, or not on the third Sunday, we will not, by the way, have Mass here because next Sunday is the third Sunday. But if it is possible, we will on the fourth Sunday of each month after dinner, we will have Holy Benediction, if I am able to stay. With regard to your manner in the chapel, be thoughtful of your posture. Kneel up straight, sit up straight, make your genuflections carefully. When you come to Holy Communion, fold your hands properly. The genuflection, by the way, is made by touching the floor with your right knee next to your left heel. Keep your back straight and you look at the tabernacle when you genuflect. When you fold your hands, you should do so at this angle with your right thumb over your left thumb, all your fingers together. When you make the sign of the cross, you keep all your fingers together, your left hand on your breast, and you touch yourself on your forehead, on your breast, on the left and the right shoulder, all your fingers together. Don't allow yourselves to fall into the habit of making some kind of motion. Make it a deliberate act, an act of reverence for the Most Blessed Sacrament and an act of faith in the mystery of the cross. You know these things are noticed by non-Catholics. These are the signs of the Catholic faith. We manifest our belief in what the Church teaches us without apology. People who do not have these signs in their lives, they have to manufacture other signs. We do not find very many excuses for being late here. You have even less excuse here because I have to travel 100 miles to get here on time, and I have to move very quickly, have everything ready after my first Mass in order to get here. Therefore, it is not hardly understandable if some of you who live closer, some of you don't live closer, I'm aware, but if some of you come in late, especially when the Mass is at 12:30, your first business of Sunday, and by the way of holy days when you can get here, is the Holy Mass. Everything takes second place to it. How would you like if God took this away from you? Then you'd probably ask questions. Why? Well, be sure you show him your gratitude. And at the same time, be sure you do not allow any slight excuse to take you away too early. You're supposed to stay here patiently, even if you don't feel particularly fervent. Stay here out of reverence. And remember, any time anything is hard, which our faith requires, we offer those things up in atonement for our sins, of which there are many. The more patiently you accept the things that the church requires, the less purgatory you will have. And you can also win friends of those in purgatory by remembering them. Let us not be soft, and let us not be selfish, and let us not be seeking our own comfort when it comes to these matters. And always, I repeat, we do them out of love and reverence and adoration of the Most Blessed Sacrament, out of gratitude for the Mass. The Mass is our sacrifice, without which we cannot be saved. Through the Mass, we offer all the prayers of our weeks. All the good things we do, we offer through the Mass. The reason why those outside the church will not be saved is that they will not have the Mass. They have no sacrifice to offer, and they refuse to accept it. That is their unbelief. And without the Mass, there is no contact with the Most Blessed Trinity. They have not Christ the priest to offer for them. So I say again, when you come here, be mindful of the awesomeness of what we do and the holiness and the gratitude that we owe Almighty God for giving us this which others turn their nose up at or accept substitutes for and counterfeits for and strange rites and simply the babble of preachers. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.